Send a movie idea.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're so much louder than me, even though the mics are the same.
What if I hold the mic here?
No, that would sound bad.
That's good mic technique.
Yeah.
Have you met Mike Technique?
Hey, Mike Technique.
He's another one of my comedy characters.
Mike Technique sounds like a really bad DJ. Mike Technique. It's like...
He's got really bad mic technique. That's the joke. When you say what, Mike? Hello and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, of yours, of ours, of passers-by who might shout them through a window, but only one of them can be taken to the next stage where it will serve as a vote of no confidence to the rest of the podcast industry as we once more fail to make the top 10 on Apple Podcasts. I'm Joel, a man who puts the sad in bondage, discipline, sadism and masochism. And across from me is John Harris, a man whose campaign to get sheep bacon into supermarkets made a great leap forward this week as his local four boys agreed to a two-week trial. There's a lot going on in that intro that I want to follow up on.
Good.
Number one.
Yeah.
Why is bacon only pigs? Because it's just like a cut.
Yeah.
Every other bit you can have from another animal,
You're
right?
saying just slice thin bits.
Sausages?
Yeah.
Steaks and things like that, chops, they come from other animals. But bacon is limited to the pig. That is interesting, isn't it?
Interesting is a strong word.
Think about it, though. Why can't you have cow bacon?
Beef bacon.
Yeah.
Beef bacon sounds good, to be fair. Because you have beef rib, pork rib.
Yeah.
Lamb rib.
They're tiny. They are tiny. They're like the fish you can eat with the bones still in.
Oh, dear. I don't know, Joel, is the official answer.
Fish bacon?
Any butchers listening, get in touch.
Oh, I bet there's a few.
Or... ideally, DM us, we'll give you an address, you send us some bacon.
Alternative bacon.
Yeah.
Four Boys, do you remember the chain Four Boys?
No.
It's a chain of shops, like a Londis or something.
In my head, I assumed it was like a, what's the other one? Not Shell, Shell's a thingy. Texaco?
Texaco, that's a garage.
Texaco, oh, is
You're
it?
You're naming garages now.
Yeah. I swear this.
There are other chains of...
corner shops, yeah. But Londis
I know, you're thinking of Spa.
Ah, Spa, thank you.
Yeah. This is really my sweet spot.
Could have been here all day.
When this podcast makes it big,
yeah,
and I'm on Celebrity Mastermind, corner shop chains will be my specialist subject.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'd like us to get sponsored by Spa, but so we also like there's photos of us like you know on the windows that they have that weird plastic wrap.
Have really good publicity.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd love to be on every spa in the country. Also, I had to Google what BDSM actually stood for.
Bondage and sadomasochism.
Yeah, well, I didn't know about the D bit.
Which
is discipline.
Oh, yeah.
There we go, mate.
I just thought it was bondage. You're right.
It's not French.
Yeah.
Good
bondage.
Right, okay, let's do some film ideas. What have you got?
What about this one from Michael? Jedward Scissorhands. A similar story to the film it's inspired by, but with the twins playing Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder's characters.
Sorry, say that again?
Jedward Scissorhands.
Yeah, yeah,
a similar story to the film.
Oh, right. I just heard Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to really upset John when he's telling me that's already been made.
Now, this one's from Michael. I like the idea of just, if Jedward had scissorhands, how much do you think it would have affected their career?
I think it would have helped.
I think that the only reason they didn't win the X Factor the year they were on it was because they didn't have a sufficient sob story. Now...
oh, that's the ultimate sob story, isn't it?
It can't hold things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... did you ever see that Skittles advert where there was a guy and everything he touched turned to Skittles?
Awful. Awful. A horrible life.
What a day. And also the thing is he himself, he must be exempt from this rule. And the clothes he's wearing must also be exempt. Because technically you put a shirt on, you're touching it.
Yeah, unless it was just his hands.
Yeah, I don't know and how he, I maybe, feel about this shirt.
Yeah, that's a good point.
On the subject,
it's weird that they didn't think the guys at Skittles didn't really go in on that, did they? For
nah.
a 25-second advert. I didn't think of the mythology around this guy. If you had to be Midas for anything, what would it be?
I had to turn things into other things.
Into one other thing.
Well, surely gold is the best thing, isn't it? Although the value of the gold would go down because you're making so much fucking gold. Oh, embarrassing.
That's why it's marshmallows.
Marshmallows is the best. You're turning your loved ones into marshmallows
by
touching them.
My loved ones are marshmallows. I just love marshmallows. It's tricky because the problem with this is there isn't one thing. There isn't just one thing you need, which is why there's lots of other things.
Yeah.
Maybe like pine.
What
happens if you get in a bath? Does that turn to stuff? Can you tell him, if he touched the Atlantic Ocean, does it become full of Skittles?
Good question. All gold.
That'd be
becomes
great.
One solid golden mass. The whole of the world would be dehydrated. We'd have like water famine.
And it'd be so bright, wouldn't it? And it'd get really hot, I imagine.
Do you think if we put enough Skittles in the sea and we turn the sea into Skittles, would it like have a tide system? Would it be dictated by the moon like water is? Because that would be fun to see.
I think it would. And
fantasy, that's another one.
How would it work with the colours of the Skittles? I'm just trying to envision it, because obviously the sea changes colour.
Oh.
It's different shades of blue. But so maybe it'd be the mint Skittles. Do you remember those?
No.
Short-lived mint Skittles. But they were about six different shades of blue. So perfect for a mint sea. They've really tried other flavours, the guys at Skittles.
Yeah.
As a brand, they're not afraid to experiment.
My biggest loss in the world of confectionery from my youth is the citrus polo.
Oh, that was amazing.
It was like bright yellow. It was like neon yellow. And it's gone now. So that was Jedward Scissor.
You don't see fizzy jerks much anymore either.
What's a fizzy jerk?
Exactly.
Fizzy jerk's a really good like childhood insult as well. You're a fizzy jerk.
Or Campinos.
What's a Campino?
Or the Dream Chocolate Bar.
That vaguely rings a bell. It's a white chocolate bar, right?
Exactly. There's just a few childhood treats.
No, but the thing
new ones.
There are lots of
steps up.
No, but there are lots of like things that you think have gone. Like I thought. Do you remember the Milky Way sticks? Where it's like a stick.
They're still around.
If you go to the right corner shop, there seems to be major supermarkets don't have access to. No, they are. They're fine. There's like something that corner shops have access to,
some
extra
sort of
sweets.
Confectionery black market.
Yeah, like they have like sometimes they have like a white Snickers or something, which you never see in a big chain.
Yeah, that's a very
good
point.
What's that all about?
They have corner shops have more white chocolate alternatives than most places.
Yeah,
like you'll go into a corner shop, white Kinder Bueno, that's a given.
Yeah,
white Twix, white Snickers, white Lion Bar. I mean, come on.
That is
rare, isn't it?
It's embarrassing.
The White Lion Bar is one of the rarest things you'll see in London.
Most of those chocolate bars as well, I never looked at them and thought they'd be better if they had white chocolate.
No. But that's the obvious, mate. If you're a big confectionery guy and you're like, we're selling loads of Lion Bars, what can we do differently? The obvious route to go is white chocolate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not like use Lion or something, or, you know, try and make them look like a lion's fur.
Or like, you know...
Why is it called a Lion Bar? Don't know.
Good question.
I mean, why is anything there?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Why is it called a Twix? There's two of them. Why is it called a crunchy?
There's two X's.
The white crunchy. I've never seen that.
What chocolate would you like to turn
in
white?
The year 2000, they released a champagne flavored crunchy to celebrate the millennium.
Oh, no. Just don't. Just leave it alone. Have you seen like there's like New York cheesecake Kit Kats? What's that all about?
Mm.
We're not Japan. Also, in Japan, at least, what they do in Japan is they make the chocolate itself like that flavour.
Yeah,
whereas here,
they
when they make it a flavour, they just put like a weird layer in it.
Did you know the biscuit bit of Kit Kats is made up of other broken up Kit Kats?
Is
any of that going in?
All of this is
Choc-chat.
Choc-chat. I feel like that's a metaphor for, you know, anything imaginative in this world that we live in. You know, I saw a great film last night. Well, it's just a mashed up version of old films.
Yeah. Did you know that film's actually made up of... mashed up other films. We Were Soldier Boys.
Yeah.
So it's that movie We Were Soldiers.
Yeah.
It's one of the big war films. You normally see it in people's top 10 films about war.
Were they soldiers?
They were soldiers.
Do you know which war? Any of that stuff?
Two.
Yeah.
It's War 2.
War 2, yeah.
And this time, Soldier Boy's there.
Cool.
Because he's a soldier.
He's also a boy.
He's military trained. He got his name because he actually snuck his way into the military aged 7. And received the full complement of training. Obviously, you have to be in the army for 7 years. So he left the army at 14, having done 7 years.
Yeah.
Fully trained in all things combat and earned the nickname Soldier Boy. All the other troops called him Soldier Boy.
I like that. There's a bit where like the colonel turns to him and goes, "You can't be a soldier boy."
yeah.
To the camera. Yeah. In Han Solo, a film that you still haven't seen at time of recording, mm-hmm. There's a really clunky bit where he joins the Empire to get out of the like planet he's living on. And the guy at like the military booth is like, "What's your name, boy?" And he's like, "Han." And he's like, "What's your surname?" And he's like, "I don't have one." And he's like, "Are you traveling with anyone?" And he's like, "No, Han Solo." They explained his name for no reason.
So if he'd been with someone, he'd be called Han Duo forever.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, Soldier Boy, it's the story of him as a young child in the army. But it's fun. But I have to say that it's fun. It's the scrapes he gets up to being an 8-year-old boy, but in the US military.
I like that. Like a 90s kickabout, like Macaulay Culkin style comedy.
Yeah, and he's
second in command.
And that's why he gigs now. He always dedicates a song to the troops, like Rod Stewart does.
Does Rod Stewart always dedicate a song to the troops?
Yeah.
What song? No, Do You Think I'm Sexy, right?
Yes, Do You Think I'm Sexy. This one's for all the troops.
That's so offensive. I'm sorry, troops.
Why is that offensive?
I'm sorry, troops. I mean, Rod's doing it.
Yeah, Rod's doing it, and maybe they do think he's sexy.
Well, that's true.
Hey, they've been at war for a long time.
Very good point.
Yeah, no, I think it's probably We Are Sailing for the Navy.
Yeah, that feels right.
he does a cover of Flying Without Wings for the RAF. And for the troops,
Earth Song.
He does Earth Song, because they are the elements. And occasionally do something for the fire brigade as well. Rod Stewart's gigs are all themed around the elements.
Supported by Earth, Wind and Fire.
He's always supported by Earth, Wind and Fire and Elemental. Sorry, go on. There's always a screening of Fifth Element before the gigs.
Do you want this one from Gareth, the John Wicker man? Which is great.
That is good. So, Keanu Reeves... And the bees. Keanu Bees.
Keanu Bees. Yeah. Wicker Man. Mm-hmm. The Wicker Man. The Wicker Man. The Wicker Man?
The Wicker Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The John Wick plot is...
I think John Wick goes to the island. I think John Wick gets taken to the island, but instead of it like being this mad cult where eventually he gets burnt in a thing, he just kills everyone on the island.
For no reason.
There's probably a reason.
It's a lovely town.
Yeah. And then the Wicker Man comes to life and he fights it at the end.
Yeah. Okay, I like this. Yeah.
And maybe there's like a Han Solo moment with the Wicker Man where it's like, what's that made of? Like, it's Wicker Man. He's like, oh, cool.
That's on 60s
I'd like that hippie. I'd like that in every film if they did a really clunky title reveal, yeah.
Yeah, all right. For the rest of this episode, the next few films we do, we'll work out how to put the title the film before it finishes. What about this one? Well, good luck with this one. This one's from Liam. The Lion, the Witch, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Clint Eastwood and a lion fuck shit up. There's a lot of...
What? On a lion. Clint Eastwood on a lion. It's a western, but instead of a horse, he has a lion.
I like that a lot. Is it Aslan? Is he talking?
Does the lion talk? Yeah but only Clint Eastwood can understand it.
Nice.
Like Detective Pikachu.
Just like Detective Pikachu.
What do you think of that?
I think it's great.
I think it looks fucking shit.
Ah, mate.
They're so furry.
Only time will tell, Joel. You wait till next year when you're eating your words.
I'm happy to be proven wrong.
Yeah.
But that trailer was rubbish. Everything about it looked terrible. Yeah.
I liked it. There was a Jigglypuff.
What did you like about
a quiff.
It?
People were upset about the fact that Jigglypuff had a quiff. But then, as other people then commented on the internet, if it's not a quiff, then it's just a growth. Jigglypuff's just got a growth at the top of its head.
It's just hard to make cartoons real.
Yeah, agreed. So that you either go
but
down.
My problem is they look so scraggly. I get it could be furry, but you could have well kept fur.
You want them like tennis ball fur.
Yeah.
Whereas they've gone with like. Dog
like,
fur.
You look at the close-up of the Jigglypuff, and it's got like loads of hairs in its ears. It doesn't need that.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Because the other alternative is you basically make, you know, to make him look real, but also cartoony, you give him like a, almost like a swimsuit finish. Like a
wetsuit.
Yeah, a wetsuit finish.
Don't mind it.
Do you? Fine.
I just didn't like it, mate. Anyway, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and the Witch in the Wardrobe.
Yep, close enough. The Lion, the Witch, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
So there's no wardrobe in this one. It's interesting. because I think that's key.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, we can bring it back in.
If
then.
There's no wardrobe, how do they ever get to Narnia?
The Lion, the Witch, the Good, the Bad, and the
Are there other ways into Narnia?
To Narnia.
There must be later down the line in the other books. They must find other ways in. It's not always that wardrobe, surely.
No.
That's only the name of the first book. Have you read them all?
No, I haven't read them at all.
I read one of them as a kid. Last one. No. I don't know.
I know that Aslan becomes proper goddy at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, C.S. Lewis, big god fan.
P.S. I was god.
P.S. Lewis.
Right. So, Clint Eastwood.
Yep.
In the deserty westerny part of Narnia, is looking for, instead of like the White Witch, it's some sort of like witch in that kind of context, like a desert witch,
a sandwich, a lovely sandwich, a
delicious sandwich.
Yeah. Okay, fine. That's good.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
How about this one? 7. The scary witch from Snow White kills all the dwarves in ways relating to their names.
We've done 7s before. What did we do
before? We haven't done the dwarves, I don't think.
Okay.
We did the Deadly Sins? No, film. No, I'll tell you who did that. Brad Pitt.
David Fincher did that one. I think we have done it with the Thingy Bobs. I'm sure
we
have.
No, we did something else. No, with the magpies. We did it with the magpies.
Okay, fine.
Have we done it with the dwarves?
Tweet us in if we've done it with the dwarves before. I can't remember anymore. What episode are we at? We're like 60-something. I can't remember.
Are no new ideas. We just mash up old ideas and put them into the Kit Kats.
We are a Kit Kat.
Well, the witch... I just wanted to talk about how much the witch scared me as a kid. Really in terrifying.
Snow White
witch, yeah. Don't you think?
Which one was the Snow White? Is that the apple?
Yeah. Mirror on the wall. Which Disney character scared you more than Snow White's witch?
Disney characters specifically.
Or characters that scared you as a kid.
Well, so The Witch is the film.
Oh, yeah. That's
specifically, it's actually...
Take that as read.
It's actually just nightmare fuel. I can't believe they let kids watch that one. That's the most specific memory of being like absolutely freaked out as a kid. Ursula's quite creepy at times, but she's a bit more fun.
Yeah, she's sassy.
I remember Fantasia being really scary. There's something...
You're such a loser.
There's something like...
That's such a French answer.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so French, that film. It's the most French Disney film. And I've seen Ratatouille.
I was about to say.
And The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Why doesn't
Fantasia is more French than The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. Why does that rat have an American accent? Why do they all have American accents?
Because it just went to culinary school in France.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a rotisserie chef.
Nice. Rotisserie, that's the bloody sequel, mate.
Rotisserie, yeah. It's mostly pastries. Have you got another idea before we do our own?
I've got so many bloody ideas. Okay. They're coming out of the wazoo. Okay, what about this one? It's kind of on the theme of Soldier Boy, Captain Conan the Barbarian.
Good, very good, very good. They're not afraid to branch out from music because they opened that dessert restaurant, didn't they?
Crepes and Conan.
Crepe and Conan, yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's great. So I imagine a film franchise is the next natural progression on that ladder.
Conan the Barbarian. I don't know much about Conan the Barbarian.
Neither do I. I just think of him. Isn't he like
in my head?
Hercules.
Well, that's it. But then didn't Arnie never do a Hercules? A Hercules sounds like a move, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He did
Hercules.
Arnie did a Hercules. Yeah. Maybe it's just that. It's just about a guy getting ripped and then.
I don't really know much.
Mythologically,
I've got real gaps in my knowledge around He-Man and Conan the Barbarian. It's a wonder that I've managed to get so far in life. I don't know much about Conan. He was a barbarian. Now he's a chat show host. Conan O'Brien, the barbarian. That's a better film.
You think?
Yeah.
What about Captain Conan?
That's good.
A barbarian warrior sets off to avenge his parents and tribe whom were slain by an evil sorcerer and his henchmen when he was a boy. Yeah, you know, classic hero classic journey stuff. Yeah.
Classic stuff.
Yeah, and Krebs and Conan, they get ripped and they fight a man who's an evil sorcerer. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And then to celebrate, they have pancakes and wink at the camera. And then they go, Krebs and Conan the Barbarian.
Perfect. So Krebs doesn't become a barbarian. He's like a sidekick. Only Conan becomes the barbarian.
Yeah, one of them gets ripped. The other one
rides on his shoulders.
Yeah, and he's like, he effectively.
He's the hype man.
He's the hype man. He's the fighting hype man. Mm. So
you've got to have one. You fight 10% better if someone's just cheering you on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do.
I think a fighting hype man's like, Conan will do like a big punch, mm-hmm. and then Krebs will just like kick him in the shins.
Oh, nice. A little follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Really kicking a man when he's down.
Double team.
John, should we do our own film ideas?
Can we?
Mine is 21 Trump Street.
Yeah. Okay, I'm here.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Has to dress up as the president.
Mm.
Because there is an assassination attempt from Sean Connery. Because that's how he says it. Sean Connery is trying to assassinate President Trump.
Say it right.
I can't do it when I'm trying to do it.
Yeah, and Channing Tatum is his like head bodyguard.
The head bodyguard, exactly. And there's just lots of hijinks.
Hilarity ensues when... there's a great joke where like halfway through the film, Jonah Hill's like trying to be as outrageous as possible to kind of follow in the Trump way. And then he like looks at all the newspapers and they're like, finally, the president is being presidential.
Yes, very good, very
he's
good.
He's reined it in. Finally...
Nice. And they've hidden Donald Trump somewhere secret.
Yeah.
So that people can't get to him.
Where would you hide Donald
Trump?
He's
hiding with Ice Cube in...
across the street.
A church across the street, cool. Exactly. Yeah. And they've renamed the street Trump Street. Because the thing is, they think that no one would, you know, be too obvious for him to hide there.
That's what I was thinking. If you want to do that as well, or just put him in Trump Tower.
Yes.
Last place
that would look. Yeah.
Also, there is that subplot you've just accidentally come across where Ice Cube and Donald Trump have to hang out basically in hiding for two weeks and bicker.
Yeah.
I just think about it.
We all want to know what really happened when Kanye West, another rapper, met Donald Trump.
Well, there's the video and it's manic.
Yeah, but
it's very strange.
Imagine what's happening off camera.
Much more.
Yeah.
Just more conversations, Joe.
More chats. Well, what's your idea?
War and Black Eyed Peas.
Good. Very good.
Leo Toystall is told by Fergie, Apple D, Taboo and Will I Am.
Do you know the story of War and Peas?
No. It's a big epic.
Do you know
the
story of Black Eyed Peas?
No. Mm. It's a big epic. Fergie's not part of the Black Eyed Peas anymore, which is really sad.
Are they still a thing? Surely it's just Apple D bopping his head on his own now.
Nah. Up inside your head or in your belly? Nah, they're still doing their thing.
It's not belly.
What is it? In your telly?
Business.
Up inside your head or in your business?
I thought it was business. Your belly? No one says belly.
Up inside...
I look to you as the resident Black Eyed Peas expert as well, because you're always going on about Apple D, aren't you?
Apple D app, yeah, he's one of my favourites. Yeah,
exactly.
Up inside your head, inside your... Oh, that did not work.
The tension is... what did you try and Google? The voice inside your head? Or is that what just came out automatically for you based on previous searches?
what's the name of the band? Black Eyed Peas.
Have you used Google before? You know you have to search for the thing you're looking for and not just sort of random words.
In your Bentley! It was neither. Business. Bentley sounds more like belly than business. That's all I'm going to say.
It does.
It makes more sense. I thought it was inside you. But like, let's be fair. Black Eyed Peas have got some weird lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Big beat so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can step on leprechauns anyway. I haven't really got that big beats, and I've stepped on a few.
I know. We don't talk about that. All right. You know what? You're right. I don't know enough about War and Peace. What about this one? The Massive Mermaid. It's just a little mermaid, but maybe
really
when she
big,
gets
like
to
a whale.
Land, yeah, when she gets to land, she realizes that one of the other things that's different between humans and mermaids is the size.
The mermaids are just enormous.
Yeah, she's like Godzilla.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
What if it was a tiny mermaid and she was the size of a sea monkey, and it was like Ant-Man when she came onto land. she was just so small. She couldn't do anything.
There's like 45 minutes underwater where they don't let you know this.
Yeah.
And that's just a big twist. Oh, by the way.
And she sees her family being sold in the Science Museum gift shop. You don't see Peter protesting there, do you?
What, sea monkeys? But,
so you don't see them protesting the sea monkeys?
Is it because they're so small that the relative
so
space
small. Maybe
means that actually that's like a, you know,
a kingdom. A
kingdom for them.
Yeah. But did you ever get sea monkeys?
I did, but I never worked.
I probably had 3 goes at sea monkeys, and they died every time. Oh, they never really even came to life.
No, yeah.
I never understood. They freeze-dried things.
Eggs. Yeah, I guess
it's
so.
The eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually quite impressive. Well, it's not, because I never saw them come to life. Are they still going?
The sea monkeys?
Yeah. I feel like they're, you know, in the YouTube era of pet YouTubers and stuff, sea monkeys might be a niche that we need to carve out. Could be the sea monkeys guys. And we could have, imagine if we had like a whole house just full of sea monkeys.
Good news, mate. $9.99. We can pop down to Argos right now.
They're still for sale in Argos.
Yeah. Yeah. So you put the water purifier and then instant live eggs and then the growth food.
That is a recipe that hasn't changed in
forever. The packaging and everything looks exactly the same as when we were weird.
I think it might have been yellow when I was a kid. And
yeah.
Red.
That's just actually just colour damage for the amount of time that they
go on YouTube and type in sea monkeys, please.
Ah.
You are so bad at laptops. Is it because you're...
Sea monkeys, day 1 to day 10. Here we go.
That's a 2017 video.
Yep, 2017.
500,000 views.
Half a million views. This guy's gone for the blue...
I knew it would be a niche.
The blue kingdom. He's pouring in the water purifier, which is the boring bit.
Maybe we should do a podcast where we narrate weird YouTube
videos. A filter. You could do that for free. Uh-oh, he's not happy. He's pointing out some gunk at the top, day 2.
Oh, good shot, that.
There's a panning shot.
Oh, the eggs are going in.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here's where the business starts.
You could do one of those tweets, one taught me patience. You know, about those 3 sea monkey sachets.
Should I do that without context before this episode goes up?
Maybe.
Okay, day 3. something's
swimming?
Moving. Oh, my God.
They're having a great time.
We were so bad at sea monkeys, Joel. It looks easy.
It looks so easy. There's so many of them. Oh, they're saying hello to each other. They're forming little communities. They started to build a house.
The only thing is, it's like
one of them's declared himself the king.
It's like a jar of water with just like essentially like what, like little nits?
Shrimps, little shrimps. Yeah, I know, the little parasites.
It's not the most exciting thing to have.
Yeah, but you're not seeing how big they can grow. They can get 3 feet long in size.
Oh,
and
cool.
They have to live in your bath.
It's like
eventually they become
the
monkeys.
Shape of water.
Yeah, exactly, like the shape of water.
This is a weird way to end a podcast.
Good, that's a good film pitch, The Shape of Water, but she falls in love with a sea monkey.
Because they're so small, the mermaids.
Okay, we know it's the end of the episode, not because we've resorted to watching videos of sea monkeys being born, because there is a knock, knock, knock on the studio door. And entering the studio door is Clint Eastwood, atop a lion. That was the podcast. That was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks
for coming, mate.
I had a searing headache the whole way through that recording.
I didn't
let on.
The only time Joel didn't have a searing headache was when he was watching the sea monkeys. There's something
so calming.
Something about it.
Maybe Wayne Rooney only sleeps if there's a Hoover on or like the noise of a Hoover playing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like me with sea monkeys.
Last night, Joel, I went and watched the Star Wars with an orchestra. It was quite nice at the old Royal Albert Hall.
It's a weird segue.
Yeah, no, it was perfect.
Someone left a Hoover on. A cleaner left a Hoover on. That's all you could hear.
The whole time. It's infuriating. And I noticed something that you know, like you're watching it and they're like the nerds. It was like the remastered version. So it's got like a pointless scene with Jabba.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually exist. It's got like other bit, like there's needless special effects everywhere from the 90s as well. So they actually look worse than like the puppets and stuff.
Yeah.
They've aged worse. But the one thing that really annoyed me that I'd noticed was at the bar, at the bar, exactly. Why can't I think of the name of that song? The Cantina.
Cantina.
Luke gets attention of the barman by like grabbing his shirt from over the bar.
Really?
It's really rude.
That's not very Luke.
Yeah, I was really upset actually. Mm. I thought... If you know, there was a kerfuffle at the bar just afterwards where someone cuts his arm off. Well, I was thinking they should cut Luke's arm off for that rude behaviour.
Yeah, definitely.
It was even more. He wasn't even holding his like Republic credits or anything.
Did Han Solo order rum and coke, and the barman said, "Han, single or double, but solo or duo.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Single.
In the Star Wars universe. Single. Yeah, in the Star Wars universe.
They call them solo and solo duo. And yeah, that's why it's so funny.
Solo and duo shots. And he shot first.
Oh!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.